House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is January the 26th, 2015, the 10th day of the session. Our pending deadline is a week from today, last day for bills to be submitted to LSO for introduction. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey. Hunt,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Larson Lloyd,
here.
Larson Dan,
here.
Lindholm,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Pelkey,
here.
Petrov,
here.
Piperinen,
here.
Pinnell,
here.
Reeder, Schwartz,
here.
Summers,
here.
Steinmetz,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
60 present.
Our prayer for the day is offered by the Reverend Mark Marston, representing First United Methodist Church in Cheyenne.
Let us pray. O Lord in heaven, we give you such great thanks on this day. Great thanks for the bounty of Wyoming. Great thanks for our friends, our family. Our Lord, we give you great thanks for the charge that you have given these men and women. Our Lord, may you bless them with your presence. May you bless them with patience and with wisdom. And our Lord, may your work be done on this day. For these things we pray through Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball!
Oh, yeah, you do. You know where that's at?
right, good. Had a good weekend yourself?
How many left on my gas?
Great. Yeah, because I think, too, we ordered new cups, those, you know, the blitz cups.
Yeah.
They'll be coming out soon. Well, I'm in no hurry. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Ordered one for myself and one for my wife. Did you go home for the weekend?
Well, I will because we have a boarding house. I will now.
Good morning.
I know what you mean there. Then Brad can be waiting. Good morning. Good.
I know. Talk about biting it off. I had two town hall meetings. I didn't get beat up at all. Good morning.
Partner. And partner. She's a roommate up there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I
can't
believe that wording.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning,
Dave.
I said it would be smile. I did.
Oh, good.
Good morning. How you doing?
How are you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Good. Did you have a good weekend? I did. It's all right. Yeah. Some hours.
I'm back.
Yeah.
How are we doing, kid?
Where'd I leave my hot bullion, Mike?
Is that it? It better not have germs on it, on my desk.
I just filled it, so it ought to be sterile.
I just want some hot. I could have holding it.
Journal report. Your journal committee reports that the journal of January 23rd, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Representative Schwartz. You ready? Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, it's my pleasure to introduce our student page of the day. This is Senator Escobel's other granddaughter, and she's 9 years old, goes to Kiffin Elementary in Golden, Colorado. She's probably one of the youngest outdoor enthusiasts. She rock climbs, she skis, she bikes, she likes to go fishing, and she's also a Girl Scout. And her mother Jackie and grandmother Jackie are up in the balcony there.
Welcome to the House. Representative
Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
I'd like to introduce the president of Central Wyoming College, Chris Valdez.
Welcome to the House. Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce, all the way from the county clear up in the northwest corner of the state, the president of Northwest College, Stephanie Hickswaugh, and vice president, Mark Kitchen.
Hey, hey. Yay!
Welcome to the House. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Dean Bartholomew, accompanied by his son, Ethan. And the nurse of the day is Christy Colbrand, Weston County Health Services. Please welcome them to the House. We're now at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. For the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 153.
House Bill 153 from Representative Madden, an act relating to sales and use tax.
House Bill 153 is assigned to Revenue Committee Number 3. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 173.
House Bill 173 from Representative Harvey, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
House Bill 173 is assigned to Revenue Committee Number 3. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 169.
House Bill 169 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to mineral taxes.
House Bill 169 is assigned to Revenue Committee Number 3. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 185.
House Bill 185 from Representative Escobar, an act relating to severance taxes.
House Bill 185 is assigned to Revenue Committee Number 3. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 179.
House Bill 179 from Representative Patton, an act relating to the membership of the State Board of Education.
House Bill 179 is assigned to Education Committee Number 4. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 154.
House Bill 154 from Representative Kirkbride, an act relating to game and fish.
House Bill 154 is assigned to Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee Number 6. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 155.
House Bill 155 from Representative Kirkbride, an act relating to game and fish.
House Bill 155 is assigned to Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee Number 6. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 156.
House Bill 156 from Representative Reeder, an act relating to public health and safety.
House Bill 156 is assigned to Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee Number 6. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 166.
House Bill 166 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to electrical safety and fire prevention.
House Bill 166 is assigned to Corporations Committee Number 7. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 170.
House Bill 170 from Representative Baker, an act relating to speed limits.
House Bill 170 is assigned to Transportation Committee Number 8. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 172.
House Bill 172 from Representative Kasperic, an act relating to motor vehicles and placards for vehicles driven by persons with disabilities.
House Bill 172 is assigned to Transportation Committee Number 8. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 178.
House Bill 178 from Representative Escobar, an act relating to motor vehicle license plates.
House Bill 178 is assigned to Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee Number 8. Correct that. Or it's TRW. Correction, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee Number 6. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 181.
House Bill 181 from Representative Harshman, an act relating to speed limits.
House Bill 181 is assigned to Transportation Committee Number 8. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 163.
House Bill 163 from Representative Hunt, an act relating to public health.
House Bill 163 is assigned to Labor Health Committee Number 10. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 141, Malt Beverage Tax - Repeal, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Laux, Madden, Northrop, Reeder, Wilson, 2 no votes, Representative Edwards and Jennings, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred House Bill 11, Distance Education Task Force, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Northrop, Patton, Paxton, Pieperinen, Summers, Throne, 1 no vote, Representative Yeagie, signed by Representative Patton, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 32, Hemp Extract Regulation, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Clem, Freeman, Kirkbride, Larson, Petroff, Schwartz, and Steinmetz, signed by Representative Petroff, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 81, Wyoming Lottery Distributions, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Clem, Freeman, Kirkbride, Larson, Petroff, Schwartz, Steinmetz, signed by Representative Barlow, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 96, Catering Permit Limitation, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Clem, Freeman, Kirkbride, Larson, Petroff, Schwartz, 2 no votes, Representative Barlow and Steinmetz, signed by Representative Petroff, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 99, Statutes-Gender-Neutral Terms, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Freeman, Kirkbride, Petroff, Schwartz, 3 no votes, Representatives Clem, Larson, and Steinmetz, signed by Representative Petroff, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, this is a corrected report. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 53, Minerals to Value Added Product Facility Fund Program, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Gay, Kasperic, Larson, Lockhart, Somers, Walters, and 1 no vote, Edmonds, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 57, Health Insurance-Medical Necessity Reviews, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass for the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasperic, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman.
We're now at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 31, the Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Quick privilege, I'm sorry.
Please proceed.
Thank you. A couple of quick announcements, folks. One is everybody should have gotten a large manila envelope on their desk this morning from the Secretary of State's office. And in it, you will find a friendly reminder to go fill out your financial disclosure form. And they look like this, and they're just a couple pages long. It's not too difficult. If you need help filling them out, the folks downstairs are happy to assist. To get down to the place for the new members, if you haven't been down there, is go down the stairs and then down behind the other stairway that's on the side going toward the state auditor's office and the Secretary of State's office. Go down those stairs into the lower level, and there's a lower entry into the Secretary of State's office. So be sure to get that done this week. Those are due by the 31st, but the 31st is on Saturday. So to remind you, try and get that done by Friday. Also, CSG West, this is the Council of State Governments, they will be having a little information session, if you will, up in room 302 over lunch. So if anybody is interested, feel free to drop by. It's one of a couple different organizations of state legislatures, but it's interesting. They have CSG West is the regional version of the National Council of State Governments. So anyway, there's some interesting information to be had up there. So if you have any interest in it, drop by 302 over lunch. Thank you.
Re-referrals. Chairman Petroff.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer House Bill 32 to Committee Number 1, Appropriations. Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, it's re-referred to Committee Number 2. Representative Patton, do you have a re-referral, House Bill 11? Would you please make that motion? The clerk's in doubt about whether it's been re-referred. Would you simply make that? Would you just make that motion, please, to re-refer it? Chairman Patton.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Move to re-refer House Bill number 11 to Appropriations.
Without objection, House Bill 11 is re-referred to Appropriations Committee number 2. Now, we're at that order of business on bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 31. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 31 from Representative Dan Zawantzer. And Act Relating to Public Utilities.
House Bill 31, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 35. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 35 from Representative Dan Zawanitzer, and Act Relating to Boards.
House Bill 35, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so referred. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 41. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 41 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to professional licensing.
House Bill 41, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it's so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 56 from Representative Lindholm, an act relating to agriculture.
There is an amendment. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully move second reading amendment number 1. The gist of this, folks, is it cleans up our language. I had put purview in before, and that is deleted on page 5, lines 16 and 17. Instead, we insert the producer shall inform the end consumer that any food product or food sold at a farmer's market or through ranch, farm, or home-based sales pursuant to this section is not... Pardon me, should have had my page open. Is not certified, labeled, licensed, packaged, regulated, or inspected. That way it puts it on the producer to ensure that the end consumer is informed on the product that they are purchasing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Discussion on the amendment. Question having been called.
We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 56. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 56 has passed the House. House Bill 56, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, if so ordered? Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 111. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 111 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to alcoholic beverages.
House Bill 111, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, if so ordered? We're now at that order of business of bills on third and final passage. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I move the third reading consent list consisting of the following bills. House Bill 25, 36, 74, 82, and 100. And, Mr. Speaker, we will move House Bill 73, below regular reading of House Bill 85 and House Bill 76 below House Bill 73. So the regular reading list will be House Bill 23, 85, 73, and 76. Mr. Speaker, would you like me to repeat the list again for the consent?
Well, Madam Majority Floor Leader, I think the order on regular reading will be House Bill 23, 73, 76, and 85.
That's fine, Mr. Speaker.
Just for the sake of mathematical clarity.
We want you, Mr. Speaker, to be mathematically clear.
Does anyone wish to have any of the bills removed from the consent list? The reading clerk will read the bills on the consent list.
House Bill 25 from Representative Kirkbride, an act relating to taxation, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill number 36 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to telephone service, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 74 from Representative Blake, an act relating to motor vehicle registration, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill number 82 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to alcoholic beverages, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 100 from Representative Madden, an act relating to fuel taxes, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker,
aye.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Pieperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 25, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Lindholm, aye. Tenneau. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no. As to House Bill 36, are there any changes? Wilson, aye. Tenneau. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 74, are there any changes? Are there Eklund, aye. Tenneau. Burkhart, aye. Tenneau. Gay, aye. Tenneau. Jennings, aye. Tenneau. Madden, aye. Tenneau. Miller, aye. Tenneau. Steinmetz, aye. Tenneau. Are there any other changes? Blackburn, aye. Tenneau. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 8 no. As to House Bill 82, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 100, are there any changes? Northrup, aye. Tenneau. Are there any other changes? Eklund, aye. Tenneau. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 25, 36, 74, 82, and 100 have passed the House. We're now on that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 23.
House Bill 23 from Representative Patton, an act relating to the next generation science standards, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a couple of third reading amendments, but we will take third reading amendment number 2 first. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move third reading amendment number 2 and ask for your favorable consideration. First, I'll explain the amendment. If you follow along there, page 1 above the line 1 in the catch title, delete next generation, so it reads science standards. Page 1, line 1 is delete next generation. Page 1, line 2, after funds, delete the balance of the line. Page 1, line 3, delete through standards. After of, insert Wyoming. Page 1, line 4, after performance, insert science. And so really what this reads in lines 1 through 5 on the first page, it would read as follows. An act relating to the science standards allowing the state board to expend funds in adoption of Wyoming uniform student contents and science standards and providing for an effective date. And you'll see there in section 2, it reads the follows. The State Board of Education may consider, discuss, or modify the next generation science standards in addition to any other standards, content, or benchmarks as it may determine necessary to develop quality science standards that are unique to Wyoming. Let me first start out by saying that I am not anti-science. I don't believe in book burning. I believe in good science. I believe in science. I am very much for science. The issue that I take in regards to the Next Generation Science Standards is its relationship with our federal government. It begs the question, and I've said this before, are we trying to adopt rigorous Wyoming standards, or are we wanting to go along to get along? Are we wanting cookie-cutter standards? And I don't believe that's what we want. You know, true science involves experimentation, testing, and observation. Those are all things that I believe we could all agree on. However, the Next Generation Science Standards doesn't always include this true science here. In fact, I have a, pardon me for a moment. Science is most definitely not a list of facts. Science is a method of investigation, no more, no less. And that method has strict rules. A specific science like biology or physics has a structure of concepts based on the work of generations of scientists. To view concepts as facts is to miss the point completely. Meaningful research can only be undertaken after one has understood these basic concepts, which so many before us struggled to formulate. True science, again, involves experimentation, testing, and observation, not speculation, as is with the case with global warming scientists. Many of these scientists exist only on government funds. And when creating their climate models and forecasts, many of these scientists do not use actual temperatures, but they presume temperatures, and that's how they come out with some of these outlandish and outrageous forecasts involving global warming. It's been understood by the actual facts and actual temperatures that our Earth has not experienced global warming for the last 18 years, rather global cooling. Say, do you believe in climate change? Absolutely. It gets hot, it gets cold. Our world is not static. There's always some kind of change. In addition to these, to the speculation here, we can also talk about fact versus theory. And one of the issues that I take with Next Generation Science Standards is that they believe that evolution is a fact, and that's the way it's presented. And it's certainly not the case. It is a theory. So with that, my esteemed colleagues, I would ask you to consider this amendment here. This isn't to say that we're not going to look at Next Generation Science Standards. All this is saying is that we want something that is unique for Wyoming. We don't want cookie-cutter standards. We are committed to the success of our children in regard to their education. And if we do anything less than that, then we're contributing to their failure. And I believe adopting Next Generation Science Standards, something that's trademarked and copyrighted by a company that does not exist within Wyoming, contributes to the failure of our students. Again, I would ask you for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Representative Summers, for your first time.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I stand on and against this amendment, and I stand on and against it because it does say unique. Oftentimes when standards are brought forth and developed and looked at in the state, they are kind of cookie cutter. They don't develop everything the same. We saw a list in previous discussions. We were handed out a list of states and how their standards were ranked by a certain group of individuals. And some of those states had standards much above the Next Generation Science Standards. What's to say we wouldn't choose to adopt one of those states that were above us because it made sense? I think this is too prescriptive, and I stand on and against it. And one other point, in 21.2.304 Part C, I'm going to reiterate, the state board has to report to the education committee when standards are developed. The education committee can then should recommend to the legislature, as a matter of fact, on standards that are passed. And so we have the ability, once this is looked at, once these are developed, the legislature, if there is an egregious set of standards that comes out of the state board, we have the ability to come in and say, no, we don't agree with this. So I would urge you not to support this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Winters.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the debate that we're having. I do not believe that this particular amendment is too prescriptive or restrictive. All it's simply trying to do is make sure that we are looking at more than one standard out of that long list of standards that we handed out the other day. There has been some discussion as to those who are against new generation science standards may be book burners. But that's actually the opposite of the truth. We're trying to help people to look at more than one book. There's a whole library shelf full of books that they can actually study. And so when we stare myopically at one series of standards and not look at the whole list that's out there, that's all we're trying to do. Also, that's all we were trying to do last year. And so this particular amendment actually makes this bill quite a good bill. It just ensures that the individuals who look at these things are listening to the legislature and also to a statement that the chief executive downstairs made several months ago where he said he did not want Wyoming to settle for canned science standards. And I agree very, very much with that statement. The challenge is that because of external pressure, we can easily hand control of this very important subject over to an outside entity and not have the ability to make the necessary changes we need to make within this state by the different mechanisms that they are made. So I believe that this is a very good amendment, and I stand on and for it.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and for this amendment, I believe it actually broadens our discussion rather than limiting us to the next generation science standards. And I would also like to ask a question of the good representative who spoke at this microphone before me. If the Education Department really does review those standards, we are still right now left with Common Core standards, which a lot of our parents in my district are still have a lot of heartburn over. So I'm not sure how that process works, but there can be a crack in the system. Thank you.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first time to reserve a second.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Majority Floor Leader. This discussion should not be about believing or denying science. It should be about choices available to Wyoming. Why the passion for next-generation science standards? I never understood this. Why the passion for this one particular standard? Why can't we develop a list of standards to consider? I just don't understand the passion behind this one set of standards. I have yet to have it explained to me, and I've had this discussion all over my district. People are wondering what is magical about the next generation science standards, that it's it or nothing, which seems to be what's before us. On and in support of this amendment.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I just want to remind everybody that this is not the right forum for a substantive discussion about the standards. And in response to the good representative from Beet Country, one of the Beet Countries in the state, we have a full-blown public comment process, and I would encourage everyone sitting on this floor to sign up for the notices from the State Board of Education. And when they start their process of accepting comment on whatever they do with science standards or any other standard for that matter, sign up, participate, make sure your constituents know what is going on. I don't know about any of you here, but I've never written any standard, even in the content areas that I'm capable of writing standards in. It's not what I do for a living. So I think it's important that this whole, everybody understands that this is a process amendment, a process bill to get the process back on track, and all of our substantive concerns about the next gen standards, and I probably have a few myself, need to be made in a different forum. And so my opposition to this amendment is because it interferes with that process. Thank you.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
On and for this amendment, it says may consider the next generation science standards. It's not limiting. It's not saying you can't do this. It's not saying you have to do something else. It says you may consider them on top of other standards.
Representative Freeman?
I would advise the body to resist this amendment. Let's have a clean bill that goes forward. Let's let the department and the school board deal with the standards. They have a process that can make that happen. Let's not clutter up the process by trying to predetermine or give direction to the end.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I'll stand my first time so I can speak second time. Thanks.
Representative Edwards.
Yes, thank you. When I was in the first grade, they changed from the phonics reading material that we had into Look Say, and then they changed back again because I wasn't able to get it. And it took me a long time to get over those. And I am on and for this bill because it gives or requests that the Department of Education, the Board of Education, look at these. This, in my case, was back when my dad was on the school board, and the school board made the decisions on the curriculum. So it could be changed rather quickly. And with the system we now, it isn't made rather quickly. It takes a while. So I like to leave it open that all options will be open. From the gist of what I'm getting from this bill is it's directly pointing at the science standard that was in the footnote. And I would urge you to vote for this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on and for the amendment, maybe to some people's surprise. I voted for the budget footnote last year, and I admit it. And the main reason I voted for it was not because I had a particular heartburn over the science standards one way or the other, but because I had attempted to use the process. I had attempted to convey information about my subject to the school board and frankly felt as if I were beating my head against the wall. And so, barring changes in the general standards adoption process, if it actually takes the People's House to insert a little consideration of more than one thing, I'm in favor of the amendment.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I, too, am on and in favor of this amendment. This would allow me to vote for this bill now. And I really do believe this would help the process as well. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
I stand the first time to speak a second time, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Chairman Patton.
On and against the amendment. I think it's interesting, and I understand the beliefs that are being exhibited here and said in here, and I accept their sincerity. However, it's interesting to note that clean and simple bill is difficult for people to keep their hands off of. The basic part of what the bill was to try to do was to let the State Board of Education do what it is required to do and what it has done, and that is to find and look, understand, consider, deliberate, and then decide the process for the standards of the nine education standard sections that we have in Wyoming. And here we come up with a bill that was passed by a footnote that said, but you can't do that for science. All we're trying to do is to eliminate that action and allow the State Board to do exactly what you say that you want them to do, but you want them to be unique. The University of Wyoming has just done an outstanding job doing its development of research in the various departments, and particularly in the role of science. In Wyoming, our role of science has been focused on energy. However, we find ourselves in a position that if we don't understand, and if we don't learn, and if we aren't willing to listen to the rest of the United States and deny the Constitution, we want it to be unique to Wyoming. We want the science to be unique to Wyoming. Read the last sentence in Section 2 of the amendment. They want it to be unique to Wyoming. Well, as proud as I am of the University of Wyoming, as proud as I am of the state of Wyoming, I am aware that there's science developed elsewhere in the world that we ought to be aware of, willing to use, even though it may not satisfy the standard of uniqueness. Again, on and against the amendment for the bill.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and for the amendment, you know, if this amendment had come out on Friday, I probably wouldn't have spent many hours this weekend researching exactly who this NGSS group is. And it just begs the question is, why are they mentioned three times in the bill? I don't want to focus on any science standard by any particular group. I want to look at everything. So this amendment makes the bill far more palatable and far more passable. So, I'm voting aye on the amendment. I'm probably still voting no on the bill because of what I found out this weekend.
Anyone else for the first time? For your first time? For your second time? Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Once again, on and against the amendment. First, I would like to address the question from the good representative east of where I live. What generally happens, or at least what happened in this last interim, is we on the Education Committee received a report from the State Board on the standards that they had reviewed this in the last year, which the ones I remember in my head were PE, vocational, and I believe it was social studies was the third one. So we received a report that they had been reviewed. We didn't choose, chairmans did not choose to expand that out into a large discussion. I wasn't even aware of that statute really until I wrote my bill that we were to do more than I thought we had been doing. So I think going into the future, going into this next set of standards, I think that your education committee, certainly as long as I'm on it, will be more cognizant of that particular piece of statute. Once again, to me, I don't really care what science standards the professionals develop and put in place, as long as they're good. But the problem with the word unique, and it's been brought up several times, what does that mean? You know, we can't choose from another state that's doing a really good job, or perhaps they just do the next generation science standards and change one word, and then it's unique. So I don't think that really gets to what people want to get to either. So I think let the process go on. Let your education committee review it, and then the next session, if there's something egregious, anybody in this body can bring a bill. Thank you.
For your second time, Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I've heard a lot about process in the last few minutes. This amendment opens up the process. Under the original bill, without this amendment, the process is constrained to considering these standards. The good representative's amendment opens up the process. There's nothing in here that says they cannot look at next generation science standards. There's nothing in here that says they cannot look at other standards. As a matter of fact, it says they may look at other standards. I think our state board would be pleased to know that their options are open to them, and that the spectrum of standards that they're to consider has just broadened. Thank you.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to further discuss what the good representative from District 11 and I were visiting about the State Board of Education and our comments, I did comment on the Common Core when we went in for those reviews, and much to my dismay, I found out that my comments had somehow slipped through the cracks and were never heard by the State Board of Education, and this was told to me by a dear friend who serves on that board. So I think we all just need some more assurances as to how the process will work and what's going to happen. And we have a lot of disenfranchised parents out there that we need to assure and make sure that they can trust us and our process. Thank you.
Representative Winters.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Let me just reiterate a couple things. The reason why this one set of standards has been focused on repeatedly is because we were truly rushing headlong toward one standard when there were many others to consider. And I just want to also speak about the same issue regarding comment periods. They are frustratingly useless, both on the federal and sometimes state levels. You know, you wind up getting a nice pat on the back and then sent on down the road, and they might think about it for 3 seconds and then move right on in the direction they were heading. And so comment periods, I think, sometimes are designed to make the public feel good, but they're frustrating. And when we talk about science standards that are unique to Wyoming, we're not talking about science that's unique to Wyoming. We all understand the study of science is a worldwide pursuit. We're talking about standards that are unique to Wyoming, a method of study that we still, as a state, remain in control in. And so we're not talking about teaching opposite theories of the laws of thermodynamics or something like that. We're talking about particular standards that guide us in education. So I just wanted to push back on that particular idea. Thank you.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The discussion here is deviated, and it's, I don't know, a little disingenuous to say for us to start talking about standards when we're missing the point here. The point is the budget footnote, which prohibited the WDE and the school boards from even discussing or considering next generation science standards. What we're talking here is a remedy to fix that, to open that discussion, which I hear everybody on this floor saying that they want the discussion, but we only want the discussion if we can pick and choose. Because, unfortunately, the federal government, who has given plenty of people heartburn over this, and some other people have some heartburn over this being a copyrighted set of standards, just about everything that is written is copyrighted and standardized when it's presented to us. So those are not the issues here. The issue on the floor is, do we want our local school boards and the WDE to pursue a course where they are allowed, without us getting in the way of them making accurate decisions, which allow the youth to learn science, mathematics, and the other things, involving that in their curriculum? There is no school board in this state that does not have the final say-so on what is taught in that classroom. On and against the amendment.
Anyone else for their second time? Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and against the amendment. I really appreciate what was said by the last speaker. I think that is certainly true. Let's remember how we got here. We got here because next generation science standards were singled out. They were singled out by the bringer of the footnote to the budget. He singled them out and said, this is the one thing that is evil and that we want to single out and identify
and nullify. And so that's what the footnote's about, is next generation science standards. We're not handing this, the education of our students over to an outside entity. The entity that's going to determine this is the Board of Education, with oversight from the Education Committee and ultimate oversight from this body. We're the ones in the end. And you know what? If we can't get it down any other way, we got the ultimate tool, which is the checkbook. And the Wyoming Supreme Court has observed that this legislature controls the education in this state. So that's just not right. This bill does not constrain what the Board of Education can consider. But the amendment does. It continues to impede and intrude into the what the State Board of Education can do. And all we're saying is next generation science standards were singled out to be excluded. And in committee we heard that that brought consideration and adoption of new standards for science to a dead stop. The State Board of Education has not done anything for the adoption of new standards since, because without being able to consider next generation science standards, they're unable to take into consideration the full range of science standards and the full range of knowledge that's available in order to enact those standards. So here we sit with some people advocating that we commit the same error again and that we put sideboard. Somehow we control the State Board of Education. We just don't trust them, even though we have the ultimate oversight over them. So the passion about next generation science standards, to answer that question, is simply that's what was singled out. We didn't start the passion. This bill is directed toward the passion that was brought at the time when next generation science standards were singled out in a budget footnote. Now, somebody said it takes the people's house to insert insert standards into this consideration. I don't agree with that at all. We should leave the State Board of Education and the educators in a position where they're on a level playing field. All the standards, all the science, all the things that can be done are capable of being equally considered. And when we start messing with this thing, as I say, we're about to commit the same sin again. We certainly shouldn't do it twice. In committee, the superintendent presented her new procedures, her whole comment procedure. You know, I don't agree with that observation about public comment either. And I've been involved in some big ones with the federal government. And whenever your comments aren't taken into account, whenever they're not integrated into something, it just means you lost. It doesn't mean they weren't taken into consideration. And sooner or later, someplace down the road, somebody has to make a decision. And they take those comments into consideration. But just because they don't give them lip service doesn't mean that somehow you got cheated. You just lost. And somebody's going to lose in all these sorts of things. So I'm very comfortable with what the superintendent has done. I think she brings us a fresh day. She brings us a fresh way of looking at things. And all we're trying to do with this bill is one tiny thing. And that's take that footnote out of the budget. Go back to where we were. Leave the State Board of Education to do their job. Stop trying to manipulate what they're doing and stop trying with this amendment to make the same mistake over again. Let's just go back to where we were. We all know it was a mistake. And let's leave the State Board of Education, as I say, under ultimately our jurisdiction, do their job on and against the amendment.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I really think this is the right forum to be talking about this. And if we look at the amendment, it doesn't say you can't do these things. It says you may consider, discuss, modify the next generation science standards, in addition to all other standards, contents, or benchmarks that determine necessary to develop. So we're not putting any sideboards on anything. We're just saying, let's look at them. And I think the reason this is here is because I think a lot of people in Wyoming, our voters, have felt like the process wasn't as transparent as it should have done with some other standards that were adopted. I was very pleased, as Mr. Speaker has just said, to hear the superintendent and the state board say, we really want to come up with the best standards. We even have a procedure to do it. And this amendment just says, okay, let's do it like you said you were going to do it. With this amendment, I think we have some assurance that that's going to be done without any sideboards of anything. We're looking at everything. Let's come up with those that we would like in Wyoming, our culture, our values, our economy. Economy is a big word in this. So I am very much in support of this amendment. Without this amendment, I'm not sure I can vote for this because of what's happened in the past. So this amendment gives me some assurance that everybody's going to look at everything instead of one thing. And so I'm for the amendment. Thank you.
Representative Reeder. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would just like to go back what the speaker said as far as let's remember how we got here. In April of this last year, I went to that state board meeting in Casper where on the agenda it says approval of NGSS standards, and after that was public comment. I was thankful that a member of that committee said, whoa, I think we have this in the wrong order. Maybe we ought to have public comment before we vote on the next generation of science standards, and I appreciated that. After a comment, they got on there and said, okay, let's adopt these standards. I got up and said, you're not even supposed to be talking about these standards right now because of that footnote. They were going to pass that, send it to the governor because it had to be there, they said, before July 1st in order to get some, I don't know, federal funding or something there. But I'm glad that that footnote was on there because it did stop this, at least give us some time to think about it. It did not stop the state board from discussing any science standards that are already out there or some they want to correct. I think this amendment here will give us that opportunity, will help the process. I think let the people at home at ease saying this will be discussed. As the good representative that's on the Education Committee said, this has to be, I mean, let NGSS sell on their own. I mean, if it's good, it's going to come back to the Education Committee, and then they'll report to this body. So I think this is a good amendment, and I'm on and for the amendment.
Chairman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, with all due respect to the comments about being on the Education Committee, I, too, am on the Education Committee. We had public hearing and the room was packed. It was absolutely full. And I want you to know that all opportunity to come forward was there. How come it's coming up now? You think that it was passed because we did like happened with the footnote? No. We gave ample opportunity for everybody, including yourselves as well as the public, to come forward with this, to come forward with only the operation of saying that the footnote is removed. One other comment that I'll close with in my remarks, and that is good draftsmanship doesn't mean that you can only have a freedom if you write it. When we start thinking that way, it's going to take volumes and volumes and volumes to write our freedoms. The way that the law is now, it provides a means for no restrictions on anybody, on any way, including some of us, to appear before the state board and voice our opinion relative to the declaration of a standard. That's already there. We don't need this amendment. On and against the amendment for the bill.
Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Some of you, I believe everybody got this sheet passed out last week, and it gives a table here with different states and different frameworks. And you'll notice there are 1, 2, 3 different frameworks above national or the Next Generation Science Standards that have better grades. Why aren't we looking at those? What is so special about Next Generation Science Standards that we have to have that? If we're committed to the excellence of our children, if we're committed to their education, then why wouldn't we look at things that are more excellent? It behooves us to do that. You know, if we want the best education for our kids, let's look at all of the standards. And that's all this is saying. We don't want to just cherry pick Next Generation Science Standards that are lacking. You know, I'm okay with looking at Next Generation Science Standards. I'm okay with taking the good parts out of it and modifying others. And by the way, what is unique to Wyoming may be unique to other states. What I'm opposed to is junk science, which Next Generation Science Standards promotes some junk science. You know, we talked about why was the footnote added. Well, this body recognized that Next Generation Science Standards had some serious flaws, which was the whole purpose that the footnote was put in there in the first place. You know, I believe in executing oversight, and it was mentioned that this body has oversight over the school board. And I believe that's what we're doing right now. We're exercising oversight. Do we care about our children? Yes, absolutely. This is the whole reason for executing the oversight. If I didn't love my 4 children and didn't care about what they learned, I wouldn't be bringing this amendment. But I'm committed to the success of my children and the children of my constituents. I want the best for them. And to do anything less would be to contribute to their failure. So what this bill again does is it broadens the scope of things so that we're looking at things more excellent. We're not taking just cookie-cutter standards that someone may think is their favorite. But we're looking at everything so that we can give our children in Wyoming the best education. And that's something I think that everybody in this body wants to do. So I would urge you to support this amendment. And with that, I would call for the question.
The question being called on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 23. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 23 has failed. Division being called. All in favor of third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 23, please stand. All opposed, please stand. As I said, third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 23 has failed. We are now on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 23. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 23 and will withdraw the amendment at the proper time. We had a good debate on that last amendment. Bob is going to encourage you to vote whatever if that amendment had passed. But now I have to strongly encourage you to vote no. I have a handout. Should be in your pocket on your desk there. It has House Bill 23, Third Reading Amendment Number 1 at the top. And, you know, it has several things on it. You know, it has the comment from our current chief executive on the State of the State last week. Climate change is the greatest threat to future generations. If that's what you believe, vote for this bill. You know, what's it really about? I have heard most of my adult life that Americans have too much, consume too much, and must learn to live with less. That is what this is all about. Just last week in that place, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 miles to the east of here, that has my name minus the last two letters and OS added to it. Give you a few seconds there to catch up. There was a quote from a gentleman some of you may know here in America, a billionaire, a subprime billionaire. His quote, and this is the same thing I've seen year after year after year, we greedy Americans. America's lifestyle expectations are far too high and need to be adjusted so we have less things and a smaller, better existence. This guy did that. He flew his wife, his two children, and two nannies to that conference last week. Great for him. Practice what I preach. Don't practice what I do. That's, again, what this is all about. You know, when I grew up, and I think it was, I kind of remember learning some of this stuff back in third grade about CO2. You know, CO2 wasn't taught as an evil gas back in third grade, back in the early 1960s. It was taught as an essential life-giving gas. And as a geologist, and we have three other geologists here on the floor right now, we know that the creation of CO2 in geologic history allowed the green-based plants and algae to start forming. Where do you think our oxygen came from that supports the Earth right now? It's the same process right now. It's called photosynthesis, in case they don't teach that in third grade anymore. You know, global warming, global cooling, climate change, it's all fact. I'm not a denier. We have global warming. We have global cooling. It's all a fact. However, the fact is not global warming or global cooling. The irrefutable fact is that Mother Earth is not static. It's forever changing. Weather patterns move in decade-long patterns. Plate tectonics is a fact and shows that the drift of the continents is continuous and will change the face of the Earth over time. Man cannot stop it. Man cannot add to it. Does man have an effect on the Earth? Absolutely. Does every creature on Earth have an effect? Absolutely. And I'll have further comments in case anyone else wants to talk.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Clem.
On and for this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. We have to consider now that that really our State Board of Education is not going to have a broad outlook of what they're going to look at, but they're going to look at simply next generation science standards. They're not going to be open-minded. They're going to be closed-minded. And our children are going to reap the repercussions of that, unfortunately. So I would urge you to vote in favor of this amendment. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Well, Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, I just have to adamantly disagree with that last statement. I just don't understand that. All this was a footnote that said, you can't consider next-generation science standards. That's all it said. And now we're saying by taking the footnote off and saying you can consider to the State Board of Education, you can consider next generation science standards along with everything else. I don't see how you get to the point of saying that's taking more rigorous standards or higher standards off the table. That is not what it does. What it does is simply
reset the consideration of science standards to include next generation science standards and everything else that the state board thinks is pertinent, and to give each of them the weight that it deserves. On and against the amendment.
Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, I appreciate the opportunity to speak again, and I just have a question that I want to ask. How is it that with all of the other science standards that are out there, and they continue to talk about the fact that they just want to be able to consider this along with everything else, why is it that it brought the whole discussion to a screeching halt whenever we said this particular one that you are continuing to stare at myopically is the one that we're going to disallow for the moment? If that one consideration brought the whole process to a screeching halt, I think it tells us something here in this body, that they were looking at the one standard and that standard alone. And so out of the 50 standards that are out there, and several of them that are nationwide, more like four of them that are nationwide, when we disallowed this particular one, that brought the process to a halt. I think that is extremely telling.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I think there's some confusion here. First of all, I wholeheartedly agree with Mr. Speaker. Second of all, we cut off a process that was already 2 years in with the budget footnote last year. The majority of the science teachers around the state who participated in the review process, and my science teachers here in Laramie County, wanted the board to proceed with the NGSS. They already spent 2 years on them, so they elected to wait to see if we would sort of lift the ban, and they'll start over. Or they'll start where they were, but that doesn't mean they're only limited to looking at the NGSS. That is absolutely not correct. But with regard to the broader issues, I would tell you that the company that owns a large gas plant in southwest Wyoming, another company that may or may not have energy interests here, if you look on the website, you'll see that there are some large energy entities that support NGSS. And so I don't think it's a killer to our energy industry to allow a discussion to proceed. And I think it's fair to say that we can trust the state board to tweak the language that many of us find somewhat objectionable in the proposed standards.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a pragmatist. I want the best for our students. I'm also a teacher. And basically what happens is I, when I taught, always wanted to do the best for my students, and I don't think there's anybody that would disagree with that statement. We have low standards, not only in science, but other places too. In my day job, I continually work with remediation from high school graduates trying to get into college and to go forward. There is the right statistics, but it's anywhere from 39 to 51% of the students that go to our community college needs remediation before they can get into college classes. I'm a pragmatist, and I don't believe in hamstringing the educational communities. They know what they need to do. In fact, they're already doing that. I've seen several times through many different newspapers that this local school districts are not waiting for us to decide to lift the budget footnote and decide what the standards are. They know that they need their schools need help, and they have already started to act on the school standards that were in 2 years in process of being approved. Many of those science teachers were involved. Many of those school districts were involved, and they were comfortable with going forward. I've had science teachers tell me individually that it's going to take several years for us to bring our students up to the standards to where that they can go forward and lose remediation. This bill passed out of committee 9-0, and there was a full range of people that were in that room, and they passed it out because there was a warm feeling that has not existed for years between the state school board and the department. They talked about cooperation. They talked about public input. They talked about adapting the science standards the right way. And I believe that they could go forward, and that will happen. It's already been pointed out the state school board, if they wanted to and if everybody was there, they could have passed those standards before July 1st, and we would have a much different debate. What this bill does is it lifts the budget footnote. It allows the process to begin again. We are very fortunate that we have a state school board and a Department of Education that pledged cooperation in that meeting. I believe that it will happen. I am against the amendment, and I hope that you vote against it and you vote for the bill. Thank you.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The reason a majority of this body passed that footnote last year was because it was to prevent consideration of these standards once it started percolating up that in these standards there was decidedly non-science aspects to it. They say that some of the specifics in these standards were based on consensus, yet everybody knows consensus means no objection. There's lots of objection to many aspects of these standards, and it was these particular standards that caught our attention last year and caused us to step back and look at them on our own. We found that there are flaws in the science in these standards. And that's what some of us are still objecting to today, although we open up, by passing this bill, we open up the board to consider these standards again. And I am in support of this amendment, and I'm afraid I will be against the bill. Thank you.
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, a first for a second.
Anyone else for the first time? Chairman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. One thought here, and that is the passage of the bill as it stands now does not implement a standard for science or anything else. It does not function in that fashion. It functions in the fashion of taking a roadblock away from a process that we've only lived with for nearly 100 years. Opposed to the amendment for the bill.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time? Second time prior to the sponsor? Second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I want to ask a question, and I want you to think about how logical this sounds. It was mentioned on Friday of last week and also mentioned today that the process had to be stopped and that we could not develop standards without the next generation science standards. Keep in mind on this, or the other sheet that I had there was at least three other frameworks that were superior to next generation science standards. So the logical question is, well, why didn't we continue the process with those three superior frameworks? It doesn't make sense. Now, I ain't that smart, but I'm not that stupid either, which tells me that this whole process was directed toward next-generation science standards, that that's what they want to use, that that's what they want to develop. And because of that, we've talked about all the reasons why this is not good for our kids. Let's look at these other frameworks. They have the opportunity right now, the Board of Education has the opportunity at this very moment to look at these other frameworks and develop strong, rigorous science standards for the state of Wyoming. But they're not doing that. Why is that? It's a logical question. Well, the logical explanation is they're waiting for the next generation science standards because that's the only set of standards that they want to use. I mean, that's what goes through my mind. I mean, it's logical. So with that, I stand again on and for this amendment and against the bill.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, there is an answer to that question. And the answer is this. The next generation science standards are so pervasive, they cover the entire gamut of scientific education, that if there's a footnote there that says you can't talk about next generation science standards, it's impossible to get into those other standards because they're all integrated, and next generation science standards are pervasive in all these areas. So if you go to try to talk about another area, are you talking about next generation, an area where next generation science standards and something else have in common? Which are you talking about? Which are you talking about? They have them in common. So one person says, well, we're talking about those other standards. The other person says, we're talking about next generation science standards. The State Board of Education sitting there all locked up saying, we don't want to get, the last thing we want to do is get cross-threaded with the legislature, so we're just stopping until we get this straightened out. And there's no way, if you leave next-generation science standards off the table, there's no way those other standards can be considered because of this contention that I heard, that somebody's going to come in and say, you know, the state paid your mileage to come down here for this meeting. This is a state-funded meeting. You cannot mention that, because that is a component in next-generation science standards. And believe me, when you have an appointed board like this and they're trying to do the right thing, it's going to lock them up completely. So that's the answer to the question. That's why this bill needs to pass on and against the amendment and for the bill.
Anyone else for their second time? Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. You know, the fact that we have this bill, the fact that we've had this debate, you know, makes the NGSS standards even more prominent. So mark my words, this will be a de facto endorsement of those standards if we pass this bill. The next generation science standards mentioned in the bill, I went to their website and took a look around. I was trying to find an author. Who are these folks that are doing this? The first name I found, I don't know if he's the prime author or the leader of the group, because I couldn't figure that part out. But I found out who it was. I went to the website at the university they teach at. I looked up his resume, found papers he's published, things like that. One paper he published, the title was The Role of Environmental Narratives and Social Positioning and How Place Gets Constructed for and by Youth, Implications for Environmental Science Education for Social Justice. Is social justice a science standard? Is social justice a science? You know, again, I wouldn't have done this if we had got that amendment on last week, because I was going to probably vote for the bill. But the fact that I heard testimony that bothered me, I saw emails that bother me, you know, calling us deniers and all that stuff. Like I explained earlier, I'm not a denier. You know, further research, I found this particular professor's recent tweets. One tweet, as we were discussing this bill on Committee of the Whole, quote,
These tree blossoms on the walk-in surprise me. Seems early. Related to the warmest year on record? Question mark. A tweet over the weekend. 7 ways climate change could kill you. And then a week ago, another tweet. How secular family values stack up. Children raised without religion have no shortage of positive traits and virtues. Maybe completely true, but I think this guy's leanings become clearer and clearer. An older tweet, I can't remember how old it was, 99.99% certainty humans are driving global warming. New study. Further, you know, computers are wonderful. Frankly, to be honest, I don't know if anything that I found on the internet is true, just to put that caveat on this. The same person also filed a complaint against another author that seems to counter his message on climate change. The title of that gentleman's paper was, "Is This Finally Proof We're Not Causing Global Warming? The Whole of the Earth Heated Up in Medieval Times Without Human HO2 Emissions," says new study. He protested that article. Well, you know, and I tried to actually find some more people, and it's really hard to filter this down to people that are doing this. I want to know, I want names behind everything. When I'm in charge of people in companies, I want a date and I want their initials on it of when they do a document, because I want to be able to go back and say, what were you thinking here? You know, either it's, you know, either it's a great idea and I want more information, or maybe it's a bad idea and I want more information. You know, please date and title and put your name on all your work. It makes it a lot easier when you're doing research. And these guys are supposed to be the world's best researchers. But lo and behold, I found a researcher at that school in the Northeast, probably the most famous technology school in the world. He had a comment on a radio station. It says that people who believe in global warming are becoming more hysterical in their arguments. As with any cult, once the mythology of the cult begins falling apart, it is, instead of saying, oh, we were wrong, they get more and more fanatical. I ask you to vote no on this bill, and I withdraw the amendment at this time.
Thank you. The amendment has been withdrawn, so House Bill 23 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan. Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 21 no.
House Bill 23, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members of the elected to the House, House Bill 23 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 73. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 73 from Representative Harshman
an act relating to adoption of education content and performance standards, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
We have a third reading amendment to the bill, third reading amendment number one. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Members, in your tray, there's an amendment, third reading amendment number one. I'd like to move that amendment, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Members, the amendment is on page two of the bill, and as you recall, this is really a one-word bill, stretching out that mandatory time frame from 5 to not less than 10. And but in listening to our debate last Thursday, I thought about the debate in House Education. I talked to a couple parents who were at that meeting. I talked to a couple parents this weekend, and I thought, really just in order to try to improve the bill, I think, and to, just to kind of, I think, take into some folks' concerns and some of the debate on the floor, I offer you this amendment. So, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, the amendment goes on page 2, line 4, and you can see the insert. And really, that's the crux of the amendment, that in addition to the 10 years, but the State Board, in consultation with the State Superintendent, shall establish a process to receive input or concerns related to the student content and performance standards from stakeholders, including but not limited to parents, teachers, school and district administrators, and member of the public at large at any time prior to the formal review by the State Board. And then it goes into this, and then the rest of the language continues there. And then there's a small insert on line 7, which characterizes formal review as inserted. And then finally, of the student content and performance standards was undertaken. So, and then as you read through that, the rest of that sentence on lines 8, 9, 10, and 11 on page 2, then these discussions and all this consultation is reported back to our Joint Education Committee and to us as the legislature. So, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, that's the amendment, and I'd stand for any questions. Thank you.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I'm in favor of the amendment and the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, before I joined the legislature, I was part of a board in this state, and we actually did this as an informal process. We would actually make sure that we got as much input as we could before we initiated the more formal process. Ladies and gentlemen, I would offer to you that the bill we just disposed of, this would benefit exactly the concerns that many of you expressed. This is a way to actually get folks involved in the informally before we initiate the lockstep of the formal process. So I'm in favor of the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. On and in favor of the amendment and the bill, I have a bill that's going to try to do a similar thing. I think it's good to do it in multiple formats, and maybe one will get through. So, once again, on and for the amendment and the bill.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I do support this amendment. I would just like some assurance from the author that the stakeholders listed here, parents, teachers, school and district administrators, etc., will not be the same person as we have seen in some of the public meetings around the state.
Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Speaker Pro Tem. I'd just say that the great bringer of this amendment has pretty much captured the essence of what happened in the committee room, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you. I'm in support of the amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. To answer, really the intent is to have some mechanism, and I don't know that I know what that mechanism is, but I thought those two groups working collaboratively, they might come forward with rulemaking. They might come forward to the JEC and say, we want this in the statute. I don't know, but I think get those two entities working together. But the idea is that I think part of the concern I heard that we're locked into standards for 10 years and what triggers it? What triggers a review before 10 years? And that's what this is, really to set up some kind of mechanism
where people can say, a third grade teacher can say, hey, the English standards in third grade, this standard, particular standard, is not working. This is not appropriate for third grade, or whatever it might be, but at least have some avenue where, and it's not only parents, but I think the folks who are where the rubber meets the road in the classroom teachers of the state, have some opportunity to say, hey, this is good, or let's take another look at this. So that was really the intent. So I would hope you'd support the amendment and the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 73. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 73 has passed the House. House Bill 73. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker. Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 73, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 73 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 76, from Representative Stubson, an act relating to the Wyoming Public Library Endowment Challenge Program, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I move this first amendment on the third reading to House Bill 76 and ask for your favorable consideration. As you can see from the handout, it changes some items on page 4, line 19. After B, delete the balance of the line and insert distributed as follows. And that would read then, matching funds transferred by the state treasurer for the amounts transferred between public libraries pursuant to this subsection shall be distributed as follows. And then it deletes entirely lines 20 through 21 and adds, inserts, A, the public library receiving the endowment gift shall receive one half of the total amount of matching funds transferred minus an amount equal to 50% of the amount of the endowment gift. And then it adds B, the public library transferring a portion of its encumbered amount shall receive one half of the total amount of matching funds transferred plus an amount equal to 50% of the amount of the endowment gift. I am presenting this amendment to address the inequities of the distribution of the matching funds, mostly pertaining to the public library, which has maxed out on its endowment matching program. This public library would receive more than its one-to-one ratio, which is in statute, if this amendment is not passed. Thank you.
Discussion on the amendment. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment. So this really is just another sort of version of the amendment we discussed previously. But if you remember that example we went through on a $50,000, if you have a one-to-one library and they raise $50,000, and they're doing it in cooperation with a 3-to-1 library. What this does is, under the current bill, you have $100,000 in match funds, and that would be split out evenly, $50,000 to the library that raised the money and $50,000 to the library that they're cooperating with. What this would do is just switch that around so that you have only you have essentially $25,000 less going to the library raising the money and $25,000 more going to the library that's cooperating. And if you go back and look at what's the purpose of these matching programs in the first place, it is to encourage and to incentivize fundraising, to make it easier for people to go out into the private sector and raise their monies. And I would submit that is not accomplished when you give a library additional monies really for doing nothing other than signing a piece of paper for a library that has maxed out their account. It is fair for them to share in that matching amount, but I think if you really want to further the purpose of these endowments, which is encouraging, incentivizing private fundraising, you do that more by leaving the bill as it is and allowing for the 50-50 split. So I would ask for your no vote on the amendment and, of course, your I vote on the bill.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Larson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. When this bill came up in the Committee of Whole, I was very confused on the procedure. My initial thoughts were that the total funds were being divided equally, and they are not without this amendment. I urge your vote for this amendment. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 76. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 76 has failed. House Bill 76, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm, Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Harvey?
Excused.
Harvey excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 76, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 76 has passed the House. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, before I make my motion, I would like to let the House know what your general file will be for this afternoon so that if during your lunch hour you are free, you can prepare. So the first on general file today will be House Bill 75, Joint Resolution 4, House Bill 124, 115, 46, 61, 94, 109, 89, and 106. And with that, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker, I move that the third reading of the House move to recess, begs leave, and rise again at 2 p.m.
Before we vote on that motion, are there any committee announcements? Chairman Swamster Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet in about 10 minutes in room H18 to discuss House Bill 93, Public Service Commission, House Bill 79, Resort Districts, and House Bill 168, Water and Sewer Districts.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment today in room H17 to consider House Bill 71, Nursing Education Programs, and House Bill 88, Health Provider Recruiting Programs.
Chairman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee education number 4 will meet immediately after adjournment this afternoon, room 302, so there's no confusion. It's House Joint Resolution 0002. That's the superintendent being appointed or elected. Look forward to all of your attendance.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will meet tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, 7 a.m., to consider two bills, House Bill 70, the Omnibus Water Bill, and House Bill 84, Conservation District Levy.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet in 10 minutes in room H8 to discuss House Bills 150 and 134. Also, to further give the schedule of Judiciary over the next couple of days, Judiciary number 1 will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at 8 a.m. to review House Bills 132, 97, and 151. That'll be in room H8. Judiciary, furthermore, will meet tomorrow at noon in room 302. Note the room change to discuss House Bills 83 and House Bill 90s. And the final one, Mr. Speaker, is on Wednesday, January 28th. Judiciary will meet in room 302 at 8 a.m. to consider the following bill, House Bill 114. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet upon a noon recess to consider re-referred bill, House Bill 27, NRC Agreement State Authorization, and will also, hopefully, at this noon recess, continue budget markups, and we'll continue budget markups as necessary this evening until we finish. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The motion on the floor is to recess until 2 o'clock. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. We're recessed until 2 o'clock p.m.